Time for another golf cart confessions with head coach Bruce Hepler this week as the Yellow Jackets prepare to go to Columbus, Ohio for their NCAA regional, which starts Monday, lasts through Wednesday. 13 teams, 10 individuals, top five in each regional of the six regionals advances to the NCAA championship. Coach, just looking at our results for the year and how many times we finished in top five, how many times we finished out of the top five, how much pressure, is there more pressure trying to finish in the top five of this event? How do you compare that with other pressures that you experienced throughout the year?
Well, it's certainly different. You know, you finish outside the top five in somewhere else and you just come home and qualify and go to the next tournament.
Yeah.
This one, they don't invite you back for another 12 months. So, I mean, if anyone wants to say that it's not different or it's the funnest tournament of the year or whatever, I don't know who they see for a sports psychologist or whatever, or they're trying to convince themselves. I mean, it's you know, there's finality to it. And anytime there's finality to anything, it creates whatever word you want to call, stress, pressure, anxiety. So it's no different than probably playing week to week on tour versus going to the Masters. Yeah, did you tell me that this, if you can tell me it's not different, then I'll tell you you're crazy.
It's
one of those deals where no matter whether you were ranked 66 when the year ended or ranked number one, they throw you all in the same boat and the same rules apply to everybody and you got to play. And doesn't matter what your rank, doesn't matter anything. If you don't do what you need to do, then they don't invite you to the next one. So how do you, I guess some might try to treat it like it's the same thing. That may be an art form is how you do it, but the guys know. We can pretend and we're not going to talk about it. But they're aware of the same consequences that I am. So, you know, you just try to have a year where and be good enough to where you don't have to have some magical journey to make it. And so we're ranked as a two seed. We're inside the top five. So we just need to go do what we've done for 9 months and play the same way and average the same scores. And that the rankings should tell you we should make it out of there. So, you know, there's things you try to do to alleviate it. But anyone who has a half a brain knows what the consequences are.
Mm-hmm. Any particular, what was your first reaction to when you saw the announcement of the fields and all that? What was your first reaction to the lineup that your team has to face?
You know, I was really more focused on where we were going than who's there. And I had hotels in Norman and about ready to push the flight button, and all of a sudden they didn't do what I thought they were going to do. It looks like for whatever reason the committee maybe went to the convention every year and had people go, why do we need a committee? You just go write down golf stat. Well, for whatever reason, they decided not to do that this year. So with A&M having to host and being ranked 12th and now Oklahoma having to take the Tuscaloosa regional, and you switch us and A&M and you could have sent the 12 based on the S-curve right exactly where they needed to go. And next thing you know, you got a 7 seed in Oklahoma, Texas showing up. And so then somebody sent me some analysis. I didn't have time to do it because it doesn't really matter anyway. But where, based on what the S-curve would have said, they made 27 changes to try to somehow even stuff out after the start, which they didn't have to. So I was more, because again, those teams matter, but they don't matter because we're not guarding them or whatever. You just got to go play the golf course. So my focus was where, one, trying to make plans to get hotel rooms and stuff wherever we're going. So I thought we were going to Norman, and instead we're going to Columbus. And it's different. The grass is different. Looks like the weather's going to be pretty nice. So a little out of our element, but same for most everybody up there, and you just have to go do it. But been there a lot. Teams won there a lot. Have a personal experience there of winning a national championship on that 18th green there. So I've been there many times recruiting and taking the team up there a bunch. It's kind of the reason why we went to Chicago in the fall, is you could get sent to that part of the world, and it is different. It's just like teams from the north coming and trying to play out of Bermuda grass. It's just different. So that's why we kind of try to do that. And so we're as prepared as we can be. And now it just comes down to who can just be themselves and not make too big a deal out of it.
Yeah. You do have some principal ideas about what makes a regional tougher or not as tough. Are there any things about this one that you feel like make it tougher than the other ones?
I think if you see Ohio State is not in the top five,
yeah,
and they're the home team, well, we've got more than five top five teams.
Right.
And then I see Northwestern, who lives and breathes in Chicago, and that they couldn't, if they had done something to make a wish, it would have been get to go to Columbus. Because that's their backyard. That's what their deal is. So Northwestern will be better there than they've been anywhere else all year. And we've seen them several times. And I think they've got a really, really good team. I'm surprised that they're an 8 seed. But I think they'll be a factor there just because of the grass and the guys that they have. Mm-hmm. So those were kind of the two that stood out. That,
yeah.
Looking at it like, okay, that's to their advantage.
So what can you do, or I guess since the announcement, is there anything that you've tried to do in particular to prepare your team or get your guys to be prepared for that golf course?
Well, I think we've played a lot of hard places. Mm-hmm. We've played in a lot of wind. But we knew that after the first exam at Greyhawk, they go ahead and overseed the Bermuda grass out there with ryegrass, and the rough at Arizona was a mixture of ryegrass and the Bermuda kind of on the bottom coming out. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, well, if we're going to make it back there again, let's not take part of the exam over again. And so we took a couple areas at our range, which is nice to have your own place, and asked them to grow up a couple big old patches of ryegrass rough. So what's over there, we thought would just be for one tournament, hopefully, and now it looks like it might benefit us for two of them. So they'll spend the week over there when they're at the range. Mm-hmm. Jumping in some ryegrass, and it's just different, and the technique is different, and how you get out of there. So just familiarize himself with that. So I feel good about having made that decision, in the fall when we overseeded the whole place, to go ahead and let some of it grow up into rough. So hopefully they'll spend some time in there, and that's probably about the only thing. And then we'll go up a day early and find a place to play in Columbus on Saturday just to get feet on the ground and play on some bent grass and play out of that rough and hit some chips. That's about all.
Do you have that place picked out?
Yeah, we're going to play Pinnacle Country Club, I think. Mm-hmm. Somebody helped us get that organized. So supposed to be the hardest course in the area, which I guess we could question the judgment of. Do we find a place that's really easy and make them feel good about themselves, or something about really hard? But no, I think just being outside and being up there and get it rather than traveling the day before, get in there and get a good night's sleep on Friday, and then play Saturday afternoon and get a good sleep and be ready for the practice round on Sunday.
How do you feel about your guys at this point?
Well, the good news, school's over.
Yeah.
And obviously that's the load they've been carrying around for 8 or 9 months. So you can see a little more freshness, and I don't have to work out at 6:30 or 7 in the morning and do that at 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. And so they're more rested, and played well at the ACCs, just not quite good enough. But I think everybody's in a good place. Bartley and Connor will try to qualify for first stage of U.S. Open qualifying tomorrow down in Fayetteville. So that'll be a good chance for them to get a scorecard again before we go up there. So I think we're in as good a place as we can be, I think.
Is it obvious? I guess the demeanor or the way they go about their business once school is over with.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you can tell.
Okay.
They just have a chance to get as much rest as they want, and there's no rushing here and no rushing there because you've got all day. And I don't know anybody who's practicing for 14 hours a day, but it could be a little more on their time, and they're just a little slowed down, and you can just see that they're more rested. And I've tried to explain to him that that should be to our advantage. We've been doing a challenging thing all year long, and now that's gone, and should be stronger mentally and physically and through the whole deal. And this is should be our time of year.
By the time people hear this, we will know who's on the All-ACC team. You have three, Bart, Connor, and Christo. How do you feel about that and how about those guys making the team?
Well, not in an arrogant way, but that's what's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. That's what it has been most of the time, and so I'm happy for them. Obviously, Christo's had a great year, but it's nice to see a couple guys who just continue to improve and continue to get better and work hard and make a lot of really, really good choices with their time and their lives to get rewarded on that way. I might be more happy for them than they are themselves. Their goals are to be All-American and those kind of things. But it's nice for the team and for them and all the hours they spend. So I'm happy for them, and that's a little bit more like what it's supposed to be. And when you get back with a team that's ranked near 10 in the country and go down to the final hole, the ACC, that means you've got good players again.
Now, Chris, they're all first-time honorees, but Christo's only a sophomore, and we've talked about what a high level he's played at this year. Connor's in his fourth year with the program. Bart is too, although albeit with a redshirt year. But talk about how far those two have come, you know, to get that honor in their fourth year in the program.
Well, you know, Barley was struggling to find a place to play college golf. Mm-hmm. And a wonderful student, had tried to, we kind of had a full roster, to be honest with you. And his wonderful uncle, who was on our first team here, kept telling me, well, he's better than I am, or better than I was. And I said, well, yeah, and the team's way better than it was when you got here too. So it just kind of worked out. It really was a function of Tyler Joyner. Had so many hours out of high school, he decided not to take a redshirt year and just graduate in four with his brother. And that kind of created a roster spot, and sometimes you're just lucky. And he's come here, and I think it's a bit of the golf swing always looked pretty good, but he's done a great job in the weight room, and he's a lot stronger now. And you can just kind of see the belief grow now. And now we've, you know, won a couple college golf tournaments. And so he's come a long, long way from not being an elite junior player to becoming an elite college player. And it's, I just credit to Bartley for taking care of his stuff. He's organized, he works hard, and he's, you know, pretty passionate about it. And he looks at his uncle and goes, well, I'm going to be better than him. So, and then Connor, you know, came a long way and has just slowly but surely gotten better. Had a wonderful summer coming in, and then wins the Patriot, you know, in December. I think that may have put, again, dealing with expectations this spring. But, you know, just I don't think there's anyone who's ever been more committed to being good in my 27 years than either one of these two guys. And and it's just been through sheer hard work that they've gotten better. And I think there's some really fantastic days ahead of them.
Very good. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Next week.